This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, or you're part of the problem, as I always like to say, because it's so true. You can't just be. You're either part of the solution, you're part of the problem, you're willing to work to fix it, or you're not. You know what I'm saying? It's really that easy. Again, I talked about this in the first hour. You know, and Biden, again, total disdain for our men and women to protect us. It's obvious. I mean, he attended a fundraiser today for $500K a ticket. And not a meal. I don't even know if they serve food. But a ticket. And he was there with Obama and Billy Bob Clinton. And so the thing, for me, you couldn't even take a half hour, 45 minutes to drop by. It's just amazing. Couldn't take that little bit of time to drop in on that family. You know, all of you that pushed to defund the police, the blood of these dead cops is on your hands. The sadness and the pain that you caused these families is on your hands. Now, I've had this conversation before, and I always get the same emails. I think there are form email. I don't know. Are there bad cops out there that have done things to the black or Asian or Hispanic community? Yes, there are. And they deserve to go to jail, too. They deserve to be prosecuted and go to jail as well. Right? I mean, it's not a blanket thing where we say, okay, only one side, or it only happens on one side or whatever. But as far as the police go, they're not out there just killing a certain group of people. If you've ever been helped by a police officer, I mean, they're jumping in front of bullets for you. They're chasing down the bad guys for you. Matter of fact, they're doing it less and less, and I don't blame them because we're not protecting them anymore. We could care less, apparently. And now we want to turn them into social workers. Like, that's going to fix it. Like, that's going to help. Well, it's not. So you really have to give some thought to these kind of things. When you have Joe Biden, who's out there year after year after year, jumping on to defund the police. When you have the AOCs out there calling about defunding the police. Representative Omar out there to fund the police. Every one of these murders. Oh, and let's not forget those ones that have voted for zero bail for these people. Let's do that one, too. Come on, seriously. I mean, these killers are getting out of jail. Yeah, I know, you're going to say they're not supposed to. That's not true. No, there are some states where they are getting out. And they commit the same crime over and over and over again. Right? When are you going to do something about it? When are you going to say enough is... And you've heard some of them. San Francisco quietly started allocating more money. Oh, they're not going to say it out loud, of course. They started allocating more money to the police departments. I mean, seriously. Say it out loud. We made a mistake. We blew it. We're going to get back on track. And we're going to give these police officers the money they need. We're going to bring in the people we need. We're going to protect them. That's the other thing. They're not even protecting these people. Right? And we need to start doing that. We need to start making sure that our first responders, the police, that these men and women are protected, that they're covered. I'm not saying you let them get away with murder. You let them get away with, you know, extending their power, using their power to do wrong things. But as it goes, I mean, seriously, they're afraid to do anything. God forbid they're restraining somebody or trying to restrain somebody, and that person dies for whatever reason. All of a sudden, they're up for murder. That's not right. Just flat out not right. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And then we're making the job extremely harder now. Right, there some states like California, they've now got a law that you can't, if you're looking for somebody, whether it's a murder suspect or whatever, if you're looking for somebody, you can't put their picture up, because it's only alleged, by the way. Right? So you can't put their picture up, can't call it the color when you're looking for them. Although, I don't know that to be totally true. If they're white, I think you can, but you can't if they're black or Hispanic or what have you. California actually has, they have two different alert systems. I know this happens all across the country where they have the Amber Alert. You know, we see the signs tell you look for this vehicle, that vehicle, whatever. And that we have two. We have Ebony Alerts and Amber Alerts, and Ebony Alerts take precedent over Amber Alerts. But it's not sowing dissent at all, is it? Dr. Bridget Melson joins me after the break. Always appreciate her time with me. Got any questions? Line them up. Get them rolling. Get ready for it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Frankly, honestly, it could have been my cousin's house on a Saturday night. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. You get informed. When you get informed, you can speak to other people about it. Not to slap them upside the head with it, but to make sure that they've got the right information. They've got the facts. That's why, you know, and I always tell you, don't listen to me. I mean, listen to me on the radio, don't get me wrong, but don't, I haven't got all the answers for you. So I bring out people to have a clue. Seriously. Most of the people who have microphones and do radio shows, they think they've got all the answers. And, you know, a lot of them are great people, but they don't have all the answers. Ask them for proof. That's what I do. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Wilson joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her insight to the things that are going on, the insight to the things that are happening around us. And, Dr. B, thanks so much for being with me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Before I let you go to town with your stuff, I got to have some fun with you, okay?
Okay.
And be careful.
Let's do it.
Be careful, okay? Do you know what a dink is?
think I do. Do I want to know?
So,
do you?
Well, listen, at my age, I hear some new terms. I'm going, that's not a new term. That meant this when I was growing up. Well, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So yeah. That's why I said, don't say it yet. But.
Okay.
Apparently, the new term, DINK, stands for a double income, no kid family. And.
Spell it? DINK?
D-I-N-K, DINK.
A dink.
Yes.
Oh, that's not what it is.
Stop.
Okay.
Double income, no kid family, right? They're thriving economically. They have a median net worth of $200,000+. They're making six figures. They set up these cushy retirement plans. But on top of that, it has started to expand. And now there are other terms like SINK, single income, no kids, or... You could be a dinkwad, which means double income, no kids with a dog. I mean, it's all these terms, and basically, it proves, ready for this one, that the traditional American nuclear family is no longer needed nor has value in our society.
Yes, which makes you an original dink.
Right? And right? they go back to 1973. They said, look, started back then when we needed two incomes and things were changing, society was changing, the end of the traditional family came into being. I mean, go ahead, you can have fun with this if you want.
Oh, thanks. So, I mean, it's funny, again, they're redefining and everything, right?
Yeah.
And basically, it really does mean a nitwit, right, to be nice.
Yes.
A dink, right? Yes. Yep. And a jerk, a nerd, whatever you want to say. And it's not a good thing. But it's just interesting that it's just so, and this actually goes into what I want to talk about, how people just want to believe everything they hear. They want to be right, right? They want to be the bomb. The psychology of all of this is, man, I am, you know, literally in my element in these days where people are just so wanting to be right and just redefine the words. But the words that they're picking all originally are like, they just have such derogatory meaning. And so it's like, you guys go on. You go be dinks all day long, because you truly are. But why would you pick that word? Just because it's an acronym? I can't even. So, isn't it funny? You and I, like, we get it. The people, yeah. Like, you know, Carla and Ron and Larry, you know, everybody that's on the board, they get it. Like, yep. We get it. I was reading about Trump and the Bible thing, right? And there, you know, I've been on many prayer calls with Trump. I have done Bible studies in a group with Trump. And is he a born-again Christian? Probably not. I don't know. God knows. But he knows God. He's always gone to church. He's been very respectful in that sense in raising a family and the people, you know, that are – anyway. So people are getting wound up because the media headlines, and this is what I want to talk about, is why we believe every single thing we're told – what's the psychology behind it? This is what people are asking me. Dr. V, what? This is going to be the downfall of society. Are people this stupid? Are people this weak? What
yep.
is it about
yep.
the headline believers? They're dinks. So the Bible thing, right? And I'm like, he just put his name on something. You know, he gets like, you know, 0.1%. It's like not a big deal. It's he's not selling it. He's not making it. He's not, you know, authorizing it. He hasn't edited it. That's it. You know, you put your name on stuff. I, you know, give my name for say it's a Bible. Good on him. It's not like Bud Light. So it's just so funny that here they will worship and praise this transgender weirdo Dylan, whatever his name is, that does the Bud Light stuff, like, he blessed Bud Light. And yet Trump, the Bible of all things, you know, Lee Greenwood was even talking about this today, and people just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, you know, that Bible's been, just not to interrupt, but that Bible's been the sale for sale for years. It's not like it started Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. And it's got copies of the Declaration of Independence there. It's got, I guess it has Lee Greenwood's The Words Say His Song and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, it's just so, and this is, it's so funny that that is what I've been reading today. I just go through the comments and I'm like, oh, we are so screwed as a nation reading these comments. That these people are using this foul language and these terrible derogatory terms for Melania and all that. And why they are being, you know, upstanding and trying to slay Trump. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Do you hear yourself? But just because of a headline, I'm like, read it. Even I read the article. In the end, it's like, well, you know, for 12 years, this Bible is unavailable. In 3 years, Trump is endorsed. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yes, read it, people. And I just can't believe it. And one person commented that Stormy Daniels or something, like he endorsed a copy of Stormy Daniels and said, I'm praying for you or something. And everybody's believing it. I'm like, it was a joke. And so the dorks, the dinks, yeah, are believing the dinks. Who are believing the dinks. Joe, we're in trouble. If this is the majority of America right now, I've got to believe it's not.
No, I've been doing these stories for years. You've been around me for years, too, on how we've dumbed down our kids. We've made it hard for them I think we've made it hard for them to survive. We've taught them no coping skills, no logic skills, no way to push through. Because, you know, mommy's here to save you. Daddy's here to save you. You shouldn't have to go through that. And we'll clean it up or clear it up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Dr. B will still be with me when we return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The court proceedings concerning former President Trump's attempt to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds have ended. Trump's chief attorney contended in court Thursday that the indictment should be dismissed because the actions taken by the former president regarding the 2020 election constituted political speech and advocacy. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. You know, somebody wrote me, no, it's not Joe Messina. It's Joe Messina. And I know I say it really fast. I talk way too quick. Don't know what to tell you. So be it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And listen, I bring on people that have a clue. So listen to them. Besides, she'll make fun of me if I say something wrong anyway, so it's all good. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week try to straighten out some of the issues that you're having between the ears. Help you with your... look, I don't know any other way to say it. I mean, really, the gray matter's having a problem, and you will try to help us out. Right?
Okay.
Oh.
I think it's a talent. You can speak so fast because I can as well, and I love that talent. So,
well, you know what? I personally believe it is I grew up with a whole bunch of Italian people, and that they just talk really fast, and you have to keep up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And so. Loud.
Yeah.
Because you all talk at the same time.
No kidding.
And we're done.
Yep. So let's finish up real quick with the dink thing, and because I want to put that one to bed.
Yeah.
And again, it is if you go through the story, it really truly is an affront to the nuclear family. The you know, mom, dad, two and a half kids, and a white picket fence. They're talking about how all this stuff has gone by the wayside, no longer needed. It's no longer part of the American society. They even go in and make fun of Elon Musk, you know, and Vivek Ramaswamy and these people for adhering to this. And I don't know if you saw the article where they're now attacking those trad wives online, you know, traditional wives, women that want to live the traditional lifestyle, as being losers. So they're in full attack mode.
It's all they know how to do. I mean, the weaker mentality, you know, you have, you become a slave to your surroundings, and it's people don't understand that this is not, you know, they're like, it's freedom, right? It's all of that. It's
right.
Being free, and it's not. It's actually enslaving yourself to a mentality that is low and evil and hate-filled, because you know, those of us that actually have nuclear families and raise kids and, right, have grandkids and are, you know, doing all of that and supporting that and speaking into our kids and doing that hard work, we are free. You know, we truly are free, and we have access to how, you know, God wants it to be. And those that don't, you know, they don't understand. If you do not have that freedom in Christ and really embrace being endowed by our Creator, then you don't understand. It's hard to explain. You don't see it. They don't see the big picture. And psychologically, they are enslaved. That is all it is. They have to put down everybody. Because you and I, right, we're like, hey, live and live, have your thing. We know the truth. If you're interested, we're over here, right? We'll help you out. But we're not going to force it and shove it down your throat. Oh, we really, yeah, Joe and I will help you out. Well, but listen, we don't shove it.
But
they
pause
do.
There for a second. They are a slave to the government. When they believe everything the government tells them, they do the things the government tell them, aren't they a slave to the government as well?
They're a slave to society, to the media, to the government, to everything that is not right. And they are projecting. People ask me why these liberals, like, you put a fact on, right? You state a fact.
Right.
Why they respond so negatively. And I tell people over and over, you have to understand their mentality. That is their mentality. That is not a reflection of you. It is a reflection of who they are. It's called projection. It's a psychological 101 meaning. And it's there's nothing new here. It's unhappy people that are prideful and have to be right. Yeah. To the point that you're showing them a white wall, and they're telling you it's purple with pink spots because CNN told them that's the new purple with pink spots. And so now, right, if you redefine white to be purple with pink spots, then in essence they're right. And so we just gray everything down. Okay. So I know it sounds crazy. It is.
No, but it really isn't, because
it's so strange.
If you, I was just going to say, if you hang out on high school campuses like I do, that would sound really creepy.
Yes.
About a school board. No, when you go and you talk to these kids and you see them out there, they are influenced by that group they hang around. And if you watch them speak to each other, there's always the one or two that, you know, in the group of five, six, or seven, whatever it is, there's always the one or two that seem to be leading and driving the conversation, you know, laying down the foundation for the conversation, right?
Yes.
But I can tell you something funny. I think you can tell me. So we have a lot of little Starbucks around town, and I see the parents sitting there. You know, the moms groups in the morning. They drop the kids off, and then they get to have their Starbucks coffee together and they're talking. And you see the same thing there. You see six, seven, eight women sitting at a table, and they're talking about issues. But it's like two of them, if you just sit back and listen, are kind of driving the conversation, driving the narrative.
Correct. And everyone else is eating it up. And no one is able to. This is why I think, have a lot of friends. I mean, I have a lot of friends. I don't mean it like that. But not friends like within like school mom friends. Because the gossip train, it's unbelievable. You know, I went to one prayer group, like Moms of Prayer or whatever, I don't know, and it was a gossip fest. It wasn't about praying for this person or that, and God, we all know it surely did, and you help her, and I'm so glad that we're not like that, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, and so, you know, I'm like, oh, my
God,
wow.
Help her,
and then they would just
help her kick her porn addiction with her husband, and
exactly.
It's really bad for them.
And I know she didn't really want me to tell her about the affair, but it's just you and me, God. And so it's like, no, you're with 15 moms. And I'm like, moms, do not enter your prayer cards into groups like this. I'm telling you. I call them out. I'm like, this is not Christ-like. And then they're just, I don't get the invitation to come back. And I'm like, how sad is that? Right?
Oh, I used to talk to men's groups, and some of those pastors stopped asking me. Because I'd say, this is great. Stop crying. We know you got saved 27 years ago. Enough. What have you been doing with that salvation? What are you doing to further that, to help other people?
Amen to that. And one thing you and I have totally agree on, because we've talked about it, and this is a sweet man that posts stuff on my Facebook, and he'll tell you I'm not, like, super religious, whatever that means. I'm not religious either, but I think he meant I'm not a super Christian, but he believes in God. And And it was this sweet thing about, you know, why don't we let homeless people in churches and gay people, you know, and why didn't the pastor say anything about the gay people in the front row holding hands? And why didn't the pastor, you know, say anything about the pregnant people out of wedlock in the second row? And just on and on about we need to accept and love all these people. And so, you know, that's what start with the church. And then again, there we go, right? You and I go to Woman at the Well. You sat yeah. there and poured in and asked for your husband, da da da. That's not your husband. That's your fourth boyfriend. And then what did he say at the end? What so many secret churches forget, I love you, go and sin no more. It was a commandment.
Oh, no. I don't know what Bible you're reading. According to
I know, right? The Trump Bible.
Said, go,
it's the Trump Bible.
I'll be
sorry.
Back here Friday, you know, party it up, and we'll do this again. At noon.
Tell all your husbands hi. Right. Bring them on. And that's the part, yes, they can all go to church. Absolutely, we want them in church. But a true pastor and a 100% biblical church is going to say, I see you've been coming 4 Sundays in a row, and you're a gay couple, and you're still holding hands. We need to chat, because I love that you're here, but you're apparently not hearing my message. And my message is A, B, and C. The word of God, right? That's what yep. needs to happen, or these people are just going to keep doing this. And so what? They've created all these churches, you know, San Francisco's a lot, you know, alive with them, that just accept everybody and everything, and we just take the fun oh, yeah. parts of the Bible.
Well, it's
unbelievable.
You know, some pastors think that they have to pound on some people. And,
correct.
You know, I remember
yeah.
a story about an alcoholic, to your point, that, you know, went to church and he was down and he went to church, and when he got there, the pastor decided, you know what, he's obviously an alcoholic. I have to teach and preach on the evils of alcohol. And the story goes that after it was done, the preacher went back there and grabbed him before he left. He says, you know, I came here for hope, and all you did was teach about something I already know it's evil. I need to know the way out. And so you think about that, and you see that in quite a few churches. Hey, we've got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after this.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you get informed, you can, I don't want to say politely, but you can push back with authority. How's that? You can push back with authority, some of these people who throw stuff at you, and you go, wait a minute, did you know about this? Or did you know this is where you can find? This is like the CDC now, who've now come clean and basically said, yeah, we screwed up with the masks, we screwed up with the respirators, we screwed up with all this stuff. And if you've been vaccinated, we're sorry. And don't know what else to tell you. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does pretty much every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And Dr. B, you, God, you made me look at this genderbred person. Why would
the
you do
gender,
this to me?
The gender
we
bread.
Right?
The genderbred man. Well, it's just interesting that you use something like you take the gingerbread man and make it a genderbred man. You know, just to be cutesy, right?
Yeah.
And attract kids to it and let them buy it. And again, power of suggestion. You know, kids, people believing everything. But yeah, it's called the genderbread man, and this Houston area mom, Houston, Texas. Yeah, it's everywhere, people. You find a big city and it's going to be there. This mom has lost her mind, thank goodness, in a good way. The 17-year-old girl was given this gender, 17, this genderbred person, and then she had to write an essay on it. And what it is, if she had to put, there's a picture of a brain with the gingerbread man, and the brain is identity. So what you have to write is, what is your gender identity, woman or man or somewhere in between? And then there's the heart, that's attraction, and that means, what are you attracted to? Nobody or men or women or both or everybody or goats, whatever, and everything's accepted. And then the attraction, which is your heart, and that is your, you know, and then your biological sex, which is down in the hoo-ha area, and you have to write it in there.
Is that a medical term, by the way? I'm just, you know, you being...
The hoo-ha.
All right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you not know this? So, it's just, so, yeah. So this, what they have is the woman to man or gender queer, that's your identity, feminine to masculine or right, or androgynous, which is your expression, female to male or intersex is their biological sex,
oh, yeah,
and then heterosexual to homosexual or bisexual in the middle is your sexual orientation. And then they're pointing to the armpit, and that's your expression. Your gender expression is in your armpit, in your chakra.
Now, I want you to know, anyway, I have your... I have it up on the screen for those who are watching on video, but yeah, I'm just gonna say yeah.
Yeah. So the mom, you know, just it went to the state board and no. So I really appreciate her last name's Cundiff, and she says she plans to stay the course because it's the only way to avoid you know, keeping this in schools. So it's a Santa Fe ISD in Texas, and it says that a Santa Fe ISD official said they do not agree with the assignment and it's not a part of their curriculum and they will be investigating. So, unlike your school board, this one, I love that a complaint was filed and they're looking at it and they're taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I wanted to bring this up. Oh gosh, where is it? Please let me find it. There it is. So yeah, so they're calling it understanding gender and sexual identities and why they created this. I just look at these PhDs, and they themselves trip over their words. She says, we're inventing words all the time because we need to try and capture the incredible diversity and differences that are appearing in people. Do you hear yourself? You're inventing words so you can meet crazy people where they are? This hurts my heart, my psychological heart, because this person is a psychologist.
Wow,
so
really?
Yes, a PhD in psychology in the Women and Gender Studies program, and she has a minor in the queer program. I'm like, okay, there's a queer program? Why is there a queer program?
You'd be surprised.
What is, I sound like Mark Wahlberg. I feel he'd be going, why do you have a queer program? There's no such thing as a queer program. So, yeah, they're just saying it's more than just male or female, that kids need it from an early age to understand that their biological sex is not who they are, and it's not about body parts and hormones. It's about what they feel, who they want to, you know what, and why are you telling five-year-olds this with a gingerbread boy?
They want to normalize this as much as humanly possible. You know,
it's sick.
Yeah, earlier you talked about the Bud Light situation, and
yeah,
somebody in the chat room, you know, put up that they, whatever it was, they went from first to 16th when it came to,
yeah,
for, you know, hiring.
Hiring a crazy
anyway,
person, yeah.
But the portrayal, the female portrayal of that person, if I was a woman, I'd be totally irritated by it, because it's not...
Right?
Thank you.
Where are the feminists? Where are they?
I know.
They went silent. They don't know what to do. They're taking your jobs. They're ruining your sports. They're taking your men. They're taking your women. They're taking your beer, and you're just freaking...
Yeah. But that whole, you know, flamboyant kind of, like, goofy feminine thing was what he was putting out there. And you have to say to yourself, to your point, where are the women going, look, if you want to be a woman, at least act like a woman. Women don't act like that.
That is such a good point right there. Women do not act like these people that are portraying themselves as women. And to see that dude, because it's a dude, so embraced, it's not a shock, but celebrity status, millions and millions of followers, just shows you, you know, everything that's been prophesied that is happening, that is correct. And back to your Dink statement, all these people that are not having children and dual incomes and just want to be selfish. And I'm like, honestly, with those people, thank Jesus that they don't want to have kids. Thank God. Because we'd be, you know, just making more and more Dinks, and we don't need any more. And it's just happening where it's like closing in. We've got this group of Christians and just keep being the light, people. But yeah, it's a bizarro world, and psychologically it is hurting my head, but man, it gives me a lot to talk about. That's
so sure. we were talking earlier about the mental state of some of these people that put this out there. And yeah, as you were talking, I started remembering things like, you know, John Stewart went off on the liar Donald Trump. He overvalued his property, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And yet, we come to find out that John Schaefer himself, when applying, you know, for a loan, a business loan, personal, whatever it was, overvalued his property by over 800%. Knowing full well the bank was going to go, you know, it's not worth that much money. It's probably worth this much, and that's how we're going to loan you. For him,
yes, in New York,
okay, right?
Yeah. Right, 829% overvalued.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally. Yeah, but they don't put that out there. You have to Google and search that up and find it. And that is what I was, you know, what I people have been really asking me about is this power of suggestion. Why are we believing everything that we're told?
Okay, but I'm challenging. Is that the power of suggestion, or is that, I mean, are they okay for lying for themselves, or the, I mean, I don't even know what to call it. He knew what he had already done, right?
Correct.
When you
want to be right, so when people get popular, this is the psychology of celebrity. So when you are popular, you have to keep upping it and upping it and upping it and upping it. If you have no foundation, if you have no moral foundation, if you don't have, you know, you built your house on the sand, you have to keep upping yourself. And this is what happens. You literally, and it's a psychological condition, can become mind blinded to actual truth. You start believing what you say. It is a very real psychological phenomenon.
Wow.
And that is what these people do. They make it up, and they to the point that they just think in their heads they can rationalize it away, even if it comes up. Wow. And unfortunately, they can't. We see the media does it all the time. Joe Biden had those, you know, those government documents in his garage. They're like, we're just going to let that go. And he just had a bad day. Okay. Hit Trump. Rightfully so, had the classified or that were actually declassified. Right? And him, oh my goodness, we need to burn him at the stake. It's unbelievable. And that's where I'm saying the power of suggestion. They just dismiss it, and they know they're going to be dismissed.
Yeah.
Let's just dismiss it. He made a mistake. Oh, okay.
Oh. We got a top of the hour. You can finish this on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Be back in a minute. People don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return. And the delusion of the I'll say far left Democrat Party. I won't tag them all. I could. Be back in a minute.